British writer Jacqueline Winspear grew up listening to her grandparents' stories of life in Britain and on the battlefield during World War I. She's woven their recollections into her first novel, called Maisie Dobbs. But book critic Maureen Corrigan says Maisie Dobbs mixes in a heavy dose of New Age therapies with its nostalgia.
Jacqueline Winspear's debut novel, Maisie Dobbs, is a quirky literary creation. If you cross-pollinate it, Vera Brittain's classic World War I memoir, Testament of Youth, with Dorothy Sayers' Harriet Vane mysteries, and a dash of the old PBS series Upstairs, Downstairs, you'd approximate the peculiar range of topics and tones within this novel. Neither flora nor fauna, fish nor fowl, it also behaves by turns like a romance, a tale of terror, an historical novel, and a primer on holistic health. Personally, I'm ready for a dose of the eclectic. So far, this season's big books have been the new Harry Potter, which is a wondrous but after all familiar phenomenon, and Hillary Clinton's autobiography, which I've dipped into at random and found to be as measured and monotonous as the annual report of some nonprofit agency. Maisie Dobbs takes too many risks to be flawless. In particular, the coincidences that structure its plot are too whopping. But overall, its intelligent eccentricity offers relief from the dopey doldrums of most other so-called summer books. Part of the fun of reading Maisie Dobbs is connecting the dots, figuring out how the daughter of a London costermonger, that is, vegetable seller, came to launch herself as a private investigator and psychologist. For that's how the 30-something Maisie advertises herself when the novel begins in the spring of 1929. As we readers learn through a teasing series of flashbacks, Maisie, at age 13, was placed in service to Lady Rowan Compton, a famous London suffragist. The young Maisie worked by day as a scruffy in-between maid. By night, however, she revealed herself to be a brilliant autodidact, sneaking into Lady Rowan's library to teach herself Latin and the collected works of Kierkegaard. Naturally, she's discovered one night by Lady Rowan, who instead of sending the trespassing Maisie packing, eventually sponsored her studies at Girton College, Cambridge. Lady Rowan also introduced Maisie to a physician and mystic named Morris Blanche, who tutored Maisie in science, philosophy, and what he calls the forensic science of the whole person. World War I, however, disrupted Maisie's singular education. She enlisted as a nurse, was sent to France, and fell in love with a young doctor whose fate remains obscure until the very end of the novel. Past and present intersect in Maisie's first big case. A client hires Maisie to check up on his wife, whom he suspects of infidelity. Through entertaining narrative twists and turns that take readers all over late 1920s London and the countryside, Maisie discovers an odd place called The Retreat. It's a kind of commune for servicemen whose disfiguring facial injuries have made them into figures of revulsion to the society they served. In order to ferret out the evil doings at The Retreat, Maisie has to confront her own, still gaping, psychological war wounds. In Maisie Dobbs, Winspear has concocted what's essentially a class-conscious, feminist fairy tale about a woman without advantages finding autonomy. Winspear shores up this engaging vision with plenty of solid historical detail. For instance, she vividly describes the pre-dawn fireplace cleaning rituals Maisie once performed as a maid, and later, off the battlefield, the routine she executes of disinfecting wounds with garlic juice. As befits a fairy tale, the cast of offbeat, benevolent secondary characters in the novel, like Lady Rowan and Maisie's noble vegetable hawker father, are very winning. But it's Maisie herself who's the most bizarre draw here. She's part clairvoyant, part intellectual, part New Age therapist. When she's questioning hesitant witnesses, she'll discreetly practice the art of touch, or invite them on a walk in the park to relax their muscles, and therefore their tongues. To the extent that it is a mystery, Maisie Dobbs tackles a big philosophical subject that has preoccupied so many other serious mystery novels. That is, how do human beings really come to know the truth? Unlike champions of pure reason like Sherlock Holmes, Maisie also relies on the wisdom of yoga, Freud, and Feng Shui to diagnose and heal a troubled world.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Maisie Dobbs by Jacqueline Winspear. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced by Phyllis Myers, Amy Sallet, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Megan Howell, and Anne-Marie Baldonado, with Patty Leswing, Jessica Chu, and Ian Chillog. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.